For KVIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. After closing in November, the station house at Catfish Katie's will be back in business soon, under new ownership. The Columbia, Missourian reports mother and son duo Vanessa and Jake Lietze officially became contracted operators for the property on March 3rd. Former owners Zach and Laura Cutler stepped away from the business after its 2020 season and wrote at the time that they hoped someone else would take over the property. According to a Facebook post announcing the event, the grand opening of the restaurant will be, quote, sooner than you can believe. A large coronavirus vaccination event will be held in St. Louis next week. Missouri Governor Mike Parson on Tuesday announced the mass vaccination site. The event will be held March 25th and 26th at St. Louis Community College at Forest Park. As many as 6,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be administered. The gap between the number of people eligible to be vaccinated and the number of people who have actually been vaccinated is highest in the St. Louis region, as well as in Kansas City and surrounding counties. More than 21,000 people have been vaccinated in Boone County by MU Healthcare, Boone Health, and Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services. But some citizens still find vaccines difficult to access. Sarah Hum is a spokesperson for Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services, and says vaccine appointments go fast. Monday's 300 slots were filled within an hour and a half.
We're continuing to try to work through some of those barriers that people have. For example, we have a program working with folks who are homebound to get them vaccinated, and then we're also doing outreach clinics. That's going to continue to be more important as we move through this phase and this tier system.
Hum says Boone County is working to make vaccines accessible to communities that have barriers from the vaccination process, whether it be access to the internet or transportation. More information on vaccine accessibility can be found at como.gov/health. Two Missouri prison facilities are temporarily closing and relocating inmates because of statewide staffing shortages. The St. Joseph News Press reports that 75 inmates are being transferred from the Minimum Security Kansas City Reentry Center to the Western Reception, Diagnostic, and Correctional Center in St. Joseph and the Western Missouri Correctional Center in Cameron. The low-security Creamer Therapeutic Community Center in Fulton also is temporarily closing, and all 43 offenders are being transferred to Fulton Diagnostic, Reception, and Correctional Center. A prison spokesperson says staff will also be moved to the larger facilities where they can be used to help reduce overtime. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.